Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, November 23rd, 2017. 7 months after the arrest of the alleged dealers, the trial against three men who allegedly operated a cocaine delivery service began yesterday in the Berlin Regional Court. The 23 and 24-year-olds are said to have supplied around 90 customers via a mobile phone number that was shared by the dealers. The men are said to have formed their group in early 2017. They operated with fixed service hours and, as a rule, each delivery occurred within 30 to 45 minutes of each order. Police started investigations into the alleged gang because of a tip, and telephone surveillance shows 456 sales between March and April, with a revenue of more than 18,000 euros generated from the transactions. According to investigators, the boss's apartment was found to contain not only drugs, but also a large sum of money hidden in a cat scratching post. This defendant is also charged with the illegal possession of a firearm. According to the Environmental Senate, traffic noise levels in Berlin remain high. The latest noise maps for 2017 show that some 340,000 Berliners are plagued by traffic noises at night of over 55 decibels. In addition, as reported by the Senate Environment Administration on Wednesday, approximately 30,000 residents suffer at night from the sounds of tram and U-Bahn lines. The Federal Railway Authority reports 36,000 victims are exposed to noise levels of over 55 decibels during the night due to trains. According to hearing care professionals, 70 to 80 decibels are equal to the noise level of a vacuum cleaner or washing machine in the spin cycle. In the past few years, Berlin has undergone road rehabilitation with noise-protecting asphalt, and soundproof windows have been installed into affected buildings. Funding could also be applied in 2018. Further measures to reduce noise pollution will be developed in the next years in a noise action plan. Following up on yesterday's story, 2 days after the collapse of a single-family home in Berlin-Spandau, there are new assumptions about the cause of the accident. BZ reports that the building collapsed due to an explosion caused by a heating system operated by propane gas, which escaped due to a leak causing the explosion. Initially, shortly after the accident, investigators ruled out a gas explosion as the cause, referring to a gas heating system in which the gas enters the house through underground pipes. There was no such system in the now-destroyed Spandau home. The two-story house collapsed and was completely destroyed on Monday. A 5-year-old boy suffered life-threatening injuries, while his 7-year-old brother and his parents, fortunately, were only slightly injured. Berlin wants to attract different clientele in the future. Instead of attracting party tourists, the Senate wants to put more emphasis on marketing the cultural side of Berlin. According to Economy Senator Ramona Popp from the Green Party, the culture and Congress visitors stay longer, leave more money, and want to enjoy the city more. The new strategy is also about sustainability, encouraging tourists to book hotels more in the outskirts instead of the overrun city core. The Senate is also considering outlawing the popular beer bikes, remarking that these vehicles transport exactly the image of the city authorities don't want. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.